Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show where, what do we usually say? Totally, I spaced on our...
Here, let me get it.
A news talk, yes, thank you very much, Robert. A news talk, how could I possibly forget that? It's usually something that is just automatic. A news talk and entertainment, you know why? Because I was discussing with Dan, our first guest, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who will be talking with us about the Daytona 500. Now, I know the race is over, but apparently the controversy around that rainout continues. Anyway, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we're here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we invite you to join us at philhendryshow.com, where we not only are we broadcasting the show on a number of radio stations, over 100 radio stations across the country. We also have Phil TV in HD, which is our video cast. And you can watch our show each and every night. And this evening, I want to make darn sure that that our winner, Bud, gentleman who was a Facebook fan of ours, we make an announcement again, let everybody know his name again, so that we're clear. He gets a free month of a backstage pass on our website for the month of March. His name's Greg, right?
Yeah, I forget, it's like Greg Cox or something like that. No, I do like Greg Jones.
Well, whatever his name, don't worry. We'll get to his name, and it'll be a... I can assure you, he will be well publicized. Anyway, Greg, whatever your name is, congratulations. And welcome to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Before we go any further, I would just like to lend my voice to the many voices that spoken today about Andrew Breitbart. I didn't know Andrew well, but I had met him a couple of times. He was a very nice guy and a fan of our show. And a man who was always very forthcoming if I ever saw him at any kind of a media event. He was a really bright guy. And I can tell you, as I said to our pre-show audience, it was both Matt Drudge and Andrew Breitbart who, when I would listen to these guys talk, man, these cats, if there was one thing those guys really knew, it was how to size up the consumer, who it was that was consuming their product, which was news. They really understood the audience, if you will, the consumer, the customer, for what it was they were selling, which was news and information and a certain editorial stance. So my best wishes and sympathies, the Phil Hendry Show's best wishes and sympathies go to Andrew's family. We're very sorry to hear that he had passed on, and he was always a very good friend to our radio show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. The Daytona 500, as you know, is in the books. As a matter of fact, the champion Matt Kenseth was in San Francisco. He was sampling some of the wares at Fisherman's Wharf. NASCAR introduced the chase for the cup for the following season in San Francisco, and he was there. And the race itself, the Daytona 500 race itself, has become the subject of some controversy among some fans. And it isn't just the terrible fire that they had on the track on Monday night, but it is also the fact that it was rained out in the first place, or postponed, or if you want to call it canceled, because of rain. Steve Bozell is a construction contractor, a frequent contributor to our program from Corona, California, and he joins us on our newsmaker line to talk about this year's Daytona 500, the very first Daytona 500, Steve, that's ever been moved, canceled, or postponed from one day to the next, correct?
Yeah, well, Phil, that is absolutely correct. And I had done some research on that. When the actual rainout took place, I went online and looked at a number of NASCAR sites and some race fan sites, and I called that into Biller, and who is a sports editor at the local Corona paper, and I said, I don't know whether you know this or not, they've never had a Daytona 500 that has been rained on to the point where they had to move it. Usually they'll have a Daytona 500. They will get rain. They will stop the race. And then they will resume the race once the rain stops. But in this case, for the very first time, they moved it to another day. And not only did they move it to another day, they moved it to the nighttime. And the whole effect, I think, was, first of all, for myself and millions of race fans across the country, we had a day where we were looking forward to the, in my opinion, what's the greatest spectacle in racing, which is the Daytona 500. I had upwards of 30 friends and family in my home. My wife had gone to great lengths to present a welcoming environment for this party.
You're going to have a viewing party, huh?
Yeah, that is correct, yes, sir. And when I found out that the race had been postponed, I sort of took a step back. I remember looking at my wife and saying, they're not going to run this race. And I had to leave, and I went into my office just to sit down and think about what my next move was going to be.
When you say your next move, so in other words, this is profound. I'm not a complete stone racing fan. I tend to, in my life, have been more of a open wheel kind of guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're like an IndyCar or Formula One.
Yeah, well, no, not yeah. I mean, I like NASCAR. I like it all. But I guess I'm not as much of a racing fan. I certainly not as much as you, sir. So when you say that the race was postponed, it was postponed from Sunday to Monday, and you're saying to me that you went into your office to contemplate your next move. That sounds like a very profound thing.
Well, I'm not trying to make it into anything that I couldn't handle. I knew I'd be able to handle it. I told my wife I'd handle it. It's embarrassing to have to tell your friends, I'm sorry, the Daytona 500 is not going to be run for the first time in history. The Daytona 500 is not going to be run on a Sunday. They're going to move it to nighttime. So I sat, I got on the phone with a couple of friends of mine, Cliff Pettigrew and some people that I work with, and then I finally did talk to Dolores Blazingame.
Now, when you consulted with your attorney, what was the grounds, what was the basis for your legal claim against the people that run the Daytona 500?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Phil, is I want to be clear. I'm not thinking necessarily I'm going to sue.
No, I understand that, but you're looking for some kind of a legal remedy here?
Well, what I said to Dolores and what I'm saying to you and Cliff and I talked about this is that the reason why they postponed or canceled the race and moved it to another day is because of the rain. NASCAR is never going to be taken, I'm not saying NASCAR isn't taken seriously, but NASCAR is never really going to be seen a top-line sport. It's never going to be seen as truly a sport that can compete with, for instance, football in the imagination of the fans until they have the wherewithal and the the moxie, if you will, to go ahead and run it in the rain. And I'm not. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but I can tell you, Mr. Henry, when you see a NASCAR race postponed on account of rain, and I'm sitting there, and I know there's a lot of men like me. I've had to run it pretty high and fast in the rain myself. I'm a construction contractor. I've had to get my truck out to a job site sometimes when I know that the owner's going to be there. I didn't think they'd get there before me. And I am, and I've got to run myself out to a job site where the owner or the principal is going to be there. And it is a very rainy day. It's raining very heavily, and I've got to run it pretty hot in the rain. And I don't know if you know what that means, running it hot in the rain.
Well, I assume that means fast.
It means running it fast. It means because you got to get somewhere. And when I know I have to do that, and I know there's a lot of men and women listening to me right now, probably mostly men, who have to do the same thing. Well, the last thing that I have sympathy for is some millionaire race car driver that can't get out there and entertain his fans.
Well, from what I was talking to Dolores about and I was talking to Bud before the show, you feel, number one, it was a terrible inconvenience to racing fans.
It was an inconvenience, but more to the point is...
So the point is about the rain.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And you feel the rain should be something they should deal with.
Absolutely. And I think that every year, if it rains... and they postpone or they slow it, whatever they do. What they're saying basically to the sports fans, and again, Phil, you've got a lot of casual tune in to the Daytona 500 that you may not get to another race, because the Daytona 500 is probably the most well-known race in all of motorsports. Maybe the Indy 500 possibly equals it, but I think the Daytona 500 is more, popular. And when you have casual fans tuning into that, because they're not really race fans, but it's a special day and it's a special race, and they see these men that they've been told are a pretty fearless bunch because they run these machines at upwards of 200 miles an hour, and they don't want to get out there because it's, my daughter said to me, it's all sprinkly, Daddy. It sounded like a little girl would almost say, well, look, it's all sprinkly out there. They big bad men don't want to go out. And so...
Well, you mentioned something about the NFL. Now, the National Football League plays in all weather. That's football, okay?
Well, yeah, but it should be motorsports.
Isn't it? We're talking, though, now about lives.
Well, Mr. Hendry, you're talking about lives no matter what. Now, let me explain something about auto sports and auto racing. Because I've had to run it out to job sites. I'm not a race car driver, I understand that. But I've had to run it out to job sites when it's been raining. And I've had to run it high and hot if I knew that the owner and it.
No, you explain to me how you running it high and hot, as you say, on a rainy day on a freeway, I don't think is the safest thing in the world, sir. In fact, it's against the law.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm telling you is, just listen to what I'm saying to you. It's a dangerous thing. Motorsports is dangerous. You take your life in your hands. When you decide to become a NASCAR, stockyard, or stock car, motor, race car, race car driver, you take your life in your hands. And I expect it. Every NASCAR fan expects it. And unless you're willing to go out there and put your life on the line, I paid good money, and I had my friends over to watch it. And, of course, we pay good money to see this, and I had friends over, and now they don't have the courage to do what I have no doubt in my mind the average football player would not be afraid of doing, and that's to get out there and let's go ahead and hang it in the breeze. Go ahead and just let it all hang out.
Well, again, though, and I see your point. You're, as a racing fan, you're saying that the Daytona 500 did a great disservice to its fans by postponing.
But more not just postponing, but not running in the rain. I'm tired of it. A lot of fans are tired of it. We want to see these guys start to live up to their billing. Excuse my language, is having a couple, they've got a couple down there, and they're not.
Well, you're calling these men, you're saying they don't have courage if they're not going to run those cars in the rain. And I have to say to you, it seems to me like it's a fair discussion. I don't know that you're going to say they don't have guts. You may want to be able to discuss it and say, can we actually have a road race like the Daytona 500 in the rain? But to say that a man doesn't want to run in the rain like that, he doesn't have a pair, isn't that unfair?
I don't know, sir. It is not unfair because look at what I have to go through. Look what the average fan has to go through. Look what pro football go through. And look what baseball go through. Look what all go through. But the race car driver, he not go through what, or I mean, I'm sorry, he's not going through, I should say, what the rest of us are. And
all right, well, I tell you what, Stephen, hang on the line. We're going to get our phone number out, 877-876-PHIL, and ask our listeners to contribute here. Do you believe that the Daytona 500 has reached a point where it should be running in the rain? And Mr. Bozell is with us, Steve Bozell, a big motorsports fan. He has talked to his attorney about forcing NASCAR's hand by way of some form of legal action to run it in the rain because you've got millions of dollars, a lot of business at stake. People want to see that race. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on this Thursday night. We're talking about the Daytona 500 and the rainout that caused it to be moved to Monday. And should NASCAR start running these cars in the rain? Now, Mr. Stephen Bozell is with us, and we're going to talk with him and talk with you about whether it is time that NASCAR start considering racing in the rain. And the reason, your primary reason for this, Mr. Bozell, seems to me like that there's an inconvenience to the fan or to the consumer.
And I also don't think it's good for the sport. And I think you can have good racing. Yes, I was inconvenienced. We had planned to have people at my home. And indeed, I did have 30 guests who came in from individuals that I work with, individuals that I'm in business with. And so my wife was obviously embarrassed, as I was, that we could not have people came to see the race. Number two, I found out that they canceled the race and moved it to Monday because it was raining. You've got football that plays in all kinds of weather. You have a number of sports that play in all kinds of weather. And yet NASCAR is trying to assert itself as a, you know, a sport that I guess you could say is just as tough and has just as many, you know, rough, tough people in it as football, and they won't even get out and run it in the rain.
Now, let's talk about speeds. Are you talking about speeds of they're getting up to 200 miles an hour, and if it's pouring rain, and I mean pouring rain, and you know, when we're talking about Florida.
Mr. Henry, I've been in Florida. I come from the South. I know how hard it rains. Let me explain a little something to you about motor racing. As I've said to you, I have had to run it high and hot in my car as I'm going to a job site.
Well, no, sir, I've heard you say that you have to run it very fast going to a job site in the morning, but that's not racing.
Hold on for a minute. I have to get to a job site where the owner of the property or the person that has hired me is going to be, and they have told me they're going to be there in 5 minutes when I thought maybe they'd be there in a half hour. So I've got to go out. I've got to risk my own life, and I've got to risk getting caught by the police to get out there and get out there fast, and sometimes it's raining. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is the rain creates just another challenge that makes it interesting for the fan and makes it very interesting, I think, and also makes it very challenging for the race car, the driver. If it's raining really hard, you say, well, can they go 200 miles an hour? Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to win the greatest spectacle in racing, you go as fast as it takes.
And yeah, but you go as fast as it takes, but are you going to push it to a 200-mile-an-hour limit in rain, knowing that the chances of you losing control of that car are getting even higher with every drop of rain that's falling?
Again, Mr. Henry, I would just say to you, it's the greatest spectacle in racing, and if you got the pair, and you and I were talking about having a pair, tell you what, if you got the pair...
Well, you're talking about having guts, and you compared it to football. There's no sport. There's no play in football that I know of. There's nothing in football that I would equate to motor racing. Even
well, yes, sir. Are you telling me you can't break your neck in football?
Now, hold on for a minute. You can break your neck in football no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point.
Okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is the chances of a fatality in football with the weather as bad as it can be are no greater than the chances of a fatality in football with the sun shining, because it's really not the weather that is harming the players. It's the hitting on the field. It's the conditioning of the player. Don't you agree?
No, sir, I do not agree. No, sir, I do not agree. I believe that when the rain's coming down on the snow and when it is in a football environment, no, sir, I do not agree.
All right, let me get a phone call here before we take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I want to go to Lancaster, California, and this is Austin. Austin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I want to ask this gentleman a question. Have you ever raced in hot motorsports? No, sir. Yes, I am. Yes, you have. No, you haven't. You said all you've done is go to a job site. I've had to get to a job site in the morning, sir. I've had to run it high and hot. And yeah, you say you run it high and hot. That's not motorsport racing, my friend. That's going to a job site.
Okay, but
hold on. I want to finish what I'm saying. That's not motorsports, my friend. That's going to a job site that got nothing to do with racing. And if you're trying to tell me that you go into a job site in the morning, you're not going 200 miles an hour, are you? Let me tell you something, friend. If you got to get to a job site because you know the owner's going to be there, and maybe you were screwing the pooch and maybe you weren't, but you all of a sudden the owner says they're going to be there.
I'm not talking about... You're talking about going to the job site to what? Because someone's going to yell at you because you got the you got the plans wrong. I'm talking about 200 miles an hour down a backstretch on a rainy day. Have you ever done that?
I have been, as I said to you, sir. I have had to run it high and hot. And
you see, once again, you don't know.
You see, the question, Steve, is have you raced?
Have you ever raced?
Have I ever raced?
Yes, sir. Have you ever raced?
I have raced. If you want to talk about just the competitive skill, that
I'm asking you a question. Have you ever been in a NASCAR race? Have you ever been in a? Have you ever been on a dirt track? Have you ever been in a mini anything?
If you're talking about the basic skill it takes to race, which is the instinct,
you're not even answering my question.
Have you ever been in a race, Steve?
I'm sorry.
Have you raced automobiles?
I have raced in the computer games, and here's why I say that.
Oh, that's not racing, my friend. You don't, until you race, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what they're putting themselves through. You don't know the risk that those men go through.
All right, hang on the line. Thank you very much. Hang on the line, Mr. Bozell. Thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The NASCAR, the Daytona 500, should they start running it in the rain regardless? Because there's a lot of people that are beginning to think maybe these guys aren't as tough as they say they are. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. With me is Stephen Bozell in Corona, California. You're originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, sir?
I'm sorry?
Are you originally from Knoxville?
Yes, sir. My family, we came here from Knoxville, Tennessee in the late 90s. And I live in California. I've tried to get motorsports and NASCAR racing back here. But we're never going to get NASCAR racing back in California full-time if people are looking on from California and they're taking a look at everybody down south and going, I thought these people was, you know, I thought they had some kind of, you know, I thought they was tough and everything, and they're not. And they're just not going to be interested in some kind of a sport that just doesn't have, you know, can't show a little bit of hair. And, my you know, as I said, my family was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. My wife had made... food and everything they have people over.
Well, if the race being rained out was an embarrassment because you lost the party, that's one thing. But having men run at 200 miles an hour in the rain, that's the question that I have here as to whether that's safe or not. Let's go to Michelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Michelle here with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to tell him, boy, I am really mad. I'm going to tell you why. I am a country girl, and you've got to use common sense when it comes to driving or walking or whatever you do. Now, you tell me if it is raining.
You're going to tell me you're not going to walk in the rain? People walk in the rain.
No.
Hold on.
You've got a mud puddle in your backyard, and I got a creek behind mine that it'll rise up. Now, tell me you get on a Yugo, and you go down there and you try to be all Mr. Badass, oh, yeah, I'm Mr. Badass, and you're going to go down there and try to drive through that creek in a Yugo. Tell
me
what.
Are you trying to tell me I can't take no mud creek in a Yugo? Yes, I am, ma'am. Yes, I am.
Are you going to come out?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, ma'am.
How's you going to come out of it?
I'll tell you how, because if you can't take a mud creek in a Yugo, then you probably you wouldn't be able to take a baby bottle. That's the way I got it figured.
It don't matter what you're in, you can't drive through certain things. And
well, I would just want to ask a question, Michelle. Michelle, this is Phil. Let me ask a question. What is the mud creek? Is if it gets too flooded, is you're saying you can't drive through a flood? Correct.
I'm not talking about driving.
What you in, or you can be in a four wheeler. Now, yeah, you can go through a four wheeler, but your conditions have to be right for what you're driving.
Ma'am, we're not talking about driving
on
a mud creek. Ma'am, we're talking about on hard asphalt. We're not talking about on mud. You got it all right. You got it all messed up.
I'm talking about conditions. The conditions have to be right for the type of vehicle that you are driving. And if you are driving on a racetrack that is not built for rain and your tires don't match the asphalt has to match the tires. That's what my point is. You can't.
But if a good NASCAR driver is able to use the spoiler and all that to make the car suck down more on the asphalt. See what I'm saying?
So
you can suck it. It's making our good NASCAR drivers look kind of sissy because a football player go out and he'll play no matter what. Okay. And now the NASCAR drivers.
They're using their common sense.
Yes, ma'am. So if you're a good ma'am, I run it high and hot when I'm going down to a job site and the man, you know, and I could be late,
well,
and so I got to run it, you know.
Then you're an idiot, because if I drive out of my driveway, I live in the country, and if there's ice on the road, I know there's ice under there. It might be white on top, yeah, and it looks good. But
let me ask you a question. What if your daughter or what if your little child was drowning in a creek and you had to run high and hot on that ice no matter what? Now how you feel about it? Yeah. So you'd have to go down there fast. Yes, you do.
Whether I have to get out there and
well, all right. So, but Michelle's whole point is that it's not safe. That these men could get killed.
And I'm saying if they're skilled NASCAR race car. Stock car, speed driver, they know how to drive good. But instead, they postpone, and it makes them look...
I've been driving since I was 9 years old.
But you don't run it high. Do you run it high and hot? You know you don't?
No, I don't run it high and hot when I know the conditions are not high and hot.
Exactly, and I think what we're talking about is why put people through that.
Okay, so we look like babies.
When you say NASCAR looks like a baby?
Looks like a baby compared to the NFL, yeah.
You drive like an idiot, then you do look like a baby. Because you ain't growing up in your head.
All you want to do is have NASCAR drivers sit around and suck a baby bottle on a rainy day. That's what you want to do. And you want to have photographs taken of that.
You know what happens?
And they'll be all over the country and all over the world of NASCAR, of Richard Petty sucking a baby bottle.
Yeah, we had all kinds of food here. We did the same thing.
Look at Michelle. I'm going to take a break. Thank you. I got to move to another call, but I appreciate your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The point she's making, there's a good point, which is there is a safety issue here.
Well, there's a safety issue, Mr. Henry, when you get into the car and the race starts. There's a safety issue. There's a safety issue when you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom and all you want to do is, what you want to do, and there's a safety issue there. Because you don't know what could happen. You don't know if there's someone hiding. You know, all I'm trying to say is...
Someone hiding? I don't understand that.
All I'm trying to say, sir, is the safety issue is it's a safety issue no matter what. If we don't let our drivers drive in a Daytona 500 because it's raining, then we look like the biggest...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. And I want to find out exactly what it is you want to do with your attorney and NASCAR and what kind of legal steps you think you can take. Here is John. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, my comment is I just absolutely think that these guys should run in the rain. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the weather is going to dictate the speed of the race anyway, and if the top speed is 100 miles an hour, then it's 100 miles an hour.
Right. Now, do you follow racing? You probably don't, do you?
Well,
you don't know enough about it. But let me just tell you, you are right. You are right. And I'll tell you why you're right. Because if you don't do what the NFL already is doing.
The NFL is not running cars. The NFL is not racing cars.
No, it doesn't make any difference. But the audience or the consumer perceives that what the NFL does is tougher and rougher and more and takes more of a pair than the NASCAR. NASCAR loses credibility. And what that last lady I talked to, in fact, this guy here is so right. What's your name, man?
John.
And what do you do for a living, John?
I'm a driver. And I've
you drive?
I've watched.
Do you drive a car? When you say you're a driver, what do you do for a living, though? You drive a car for a living? Are you like a cab driver or something?
Well, I drive a truck, but listen.
You drive a truck.
I've watched Formula.
Now, how many times have you been to the Daytona 500? It's the greatest spectacle in racing. And when you go to that race and you see those guys going around the track and you think that's pretty tough, and then the rain comes down, and they decide they're not going to run. I bet you when you're driving your truck, I bet you go out in the rain. You have to. You got to make a living, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, if I have to drive under the speed limit to get there safely, I mean that's the whole issue. Look, I've watched
if they can go 200 miles an hour, that's what I want them to do.
Sure.
And I think you give them an excuse not to go fast if you say, well, whatever the driving condition warrants. But this gentleman's, thank you, sir, very much, because I've been talking, and thank God you're from the north, too, which means I never thought I'd, but that's what you got to get a northerner to call up, because they're not so immersed in the dumb I shouldn't say this, Mr. Henry, but the Northerners are not so immersed in the dumbass, you know, aspect of it.
And what is that supposed to mean? Northerners are not so immersed in the dumbass aspect of it.
Because the Southerners are very big NASCAR fans, but they let their, they let what I call dumb, the dumbassness of it, sort of intrude on their thinking.
Well, look, the last gentleman agreed with you, but he did say something that was significant. He said, whatever the weather warrants. So if it rains, let them run in the rain. Now,
well, yeah, but you mentioned Grand Prix, Formula One.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Grand Prix and Formula One races do run in the rain, but they slow it way down. I've seen Grand Prix and Formula One races, in bad weather, where they're barely moving, man. I mean, where they're really not doing any speed at all, but they just keep the race going. So, to that extent, I understand that. But of course, that's road racing. And
well, I don't know anything about that. I mean, we say road racing.
It's on a road race course. It's not on an oval course. It's on a road race course, and so it's more of a race reflective of road conditions. All right,
Sir. I just want to say, I don't know what you're talking about. I think what we're discussing here is NASCAR. And the way you said that just then, you were going more of a race reflective. You know what you said? It almost made it sound like you know more about it than I do, and that is not the case. And my attorney, Dolores Blazingame, has told me that we have to talk to NASCAR and tell them that there are damages possibly to fans who set up, to have a gathering and the buffet table my wife made with an egg salad sandwich and so forth.
So you're going to sue NASCAR because your wife set up a buffet table with egg salad sandwiches and they didn't have a race.
I didn't say, I'm going to assume there are damages to the fan because they haven't got the guts to get in a car and drive when a little tinkly rain comes down.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell. We'll be back with more of your phone calls and this discussion of whether NASCAR should just start to suck it up and start running these races in the rain. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch, the Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
We've got Bob Bakey later on in the program. He has been in our news helicopter over Rush Limbaugh's house where a bomb squad was called today, and we'll be talking with Bob later in the show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Steve Bozell with us, a construction contractor from Corona, California. What is the legal action you want to file against NASCAR?
Well, basically, through a Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California, we would like to enjoin NASCAR from delaying the Daytona 500, which is the greatest spectacle in racing, for any reason other than, a really bad reasons. And a little bit of rain, we just don't think gets it done. We just don't think that cuts it. And when you talk about it, raining bad, and football fans go out and it's almost 100 below, or however, I don't know how cold it gets, but it gets to the point where man could die from being froze up. Then I think our NASCAR drivers can, represent us a little bit better and get out and run in the rain a little bit.
So it just prevents NASCAR from stopping the race?
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-7445, the Phil Henry Show. NASCAR, as you know, last weekend, they postponed the Daytona 500 because of rain. It finally did go off on Monday night, and they had quite a time of it in that race. There was a major fire, and finally did get a winner, but they had a number of delays. Let's go to a phone call here. Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on with Stephen Bozell as we talk about the Daytona 500.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm a first-time caller. Not necessarily a NASCAR
yes, ma'am.
Fan, but the guy you have on is a blooming idiot. First of all, he talks about going to construction.
You don't know nothing about NASCAR, though.
Excuse me. I'm talking. I'm a truck driver. I drive when the weather conditions are favorable. Okay? I do drive in some rain, but I'm not doing 200 miles an hour. You go into the construction site, hot and heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your vehicle cut off at, governed at, 80 miles an hour?
I'm saying the high and hot. I didn't say hot and heavy. That's a sex term. I'm saying high and hot.
I'm sorry. I'm a dumb Southerner.
Ma'am, I come from the South, too. What are you talking about? I come from the South, too. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, whatever.
I just said that one man from that man come from. He sounded like he was from up north, and the reason why I said that is because maybe he can make sense because I'm talking all kinds of Southerners who are too deeply enmeshed in the whole culture of NASCAR.
Southerners.
Well, I said there's a dumbass aspect to it, but
you did insult people, Steve. You insulted people.
Well, my point is just this. I didn't say hot and heavy. That sounds like I'm chasing down a woman to have some kind of sex action. I said high and hot, which means...
I didn't say it. High and hot sounds just as bad. But my point is...
When's the last time you ever got it hot? Well, I better not say...
Excuse me. Have you ever been on a racetrack doing 200 miles an hour in the rain?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am, I have. When I went high and hot down to that job site. It's not a racetrack.
Excuse
You're right.
I'm not talking about your personal life. I'm talking about a racetrack. Stop avoiding answering the question. Just answer.
Okay. If you call going down to that job site a racetrack, in my own life
it is.
It's
not a racetrack. I'm talking about a full-blown racetrack.
Let me put it this way. I've played Race Sega games, that kind of thing. Now, I know that's not real. I know it's a computer game. However,
can
I just say,
that's fantasy.
You're right. It isn't real, but it does take the same reactions.
No,
it does take the same coordination.
You crash into a wall on a video game, you do not die. Okay?
That is exactly right. You're exactly right. But you still need
to play video games.
All I'm saying, ma'am, you're right. You don't die. But I'm saying it takes the same reaction time. And everything like that.
Oh, come on! You're not trying to tell me that's it's the weight of the wheel isn't the same. There's not the heat inside the automobile's compartment.
You don't have
the noise
tires for the track.
Well, have you ever been on a track, Mr. Henry?
Actually, I have.
Where?
I test drove one of these new Ford Thunderbirds out at Riverside for a sponsor.
That's right. I wish you wouldn't lie.
I'm not lying. I was out at Riverside, and I got into a Thunderbird, and we took it up to a high speed on a track. I haven't been in a race, no.
See, this lady asked that question to make... You're trying to make me...
A quarter mile. And when it's raining...
You ran a quarter mile?
Hold it.
When you ran in your feet, or you ran in a car?
Use your brain, common sense.
Well, ma'am,
I race on
a quarter
track. I'm not talking about running. I'm not a teenager.
I thought you was running. You said you was running. I thought you were running down a street or something. So you ran down a quarter mile, okay. And what did you find out? You found out you can do it in the rain if you're not so scared.
Try it in the rain. Them cars have so much horsepower. If it's raining, all they're going to do is sit there and spin because they've got slicks on, okay? Set for a dry track.
I can tell you, ma'am, that if we would simply have
a little more courage. If your video game doesn't work that way, doesn't mean reality. You need a reality check. As far as opportunity to sue NASCAR, I think that's kind of petty. What does chicken salad cost?
Excuse me? My wife made egg salad for 25 people.
Whatever.
I'm not saying, whatever. Oh, whatever. Okay, great. Whatever. So NASCAR, those guys go and they drink their baby bottle because it's too wet outside, and my wife and I got to pack up egg salad for 30.
Baby bottle.
How am I drinking out of a baby bottle when all I'm asking for as a consumer of the NASCAR race is to see these guys get out there and grow a pair and run it in the rain?
Well, you're listening to people saying, Steve. Right. You're listening to people. Listen, Lisa, thank you very much for your call. You're listening to people telling you this is a safety issue, Steve. What do you have to say to that?
My answer to that is simply this. If you have the skill as a NASCAR driver, and you have the skill, you can run in the rain, you can run on oil, you can do it a long time. But you got to be able to allow these guys to have the guts instead of feeding them baby milk and having them sit down and have a baby bottle.
All right, 877-876-7445, Stephen Bozell on why they should run in the rain at Daytona. Here is Ricky on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Ricky.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? Mr.
Yes, sir.
Bozell, I don't really
yes, sir.
I'm from down south. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I
yes,
grew up with you know, racing a little bit here. Your analogy about football here. How can you compare football to race car driving? Another thing is, that's like sending the space shuttle
up in
the middle of a damn tornado.
What? Okay. It's like what?
Sending the
No, sir, it's not. I'll tell you why it's not the same thing.
When you take,
we drive our car in the rain. You ain't never put a rocket up in a tornado. Nobody ever done that. Nobody puts an airplane up in a tornado.
That's what you're saying to do. Because now, give me a second here. Give me a second here, Mr. Bozell. You're out there in California, land of fruit and nuts. We're back here in the South.
I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, so ain't nothing you got to say to me that I don't know.
All right, look, gentlemen, hold on. I've got to come back to you, Ray. Hold on, Ray, and I'll be right with you. And you too, Steve. Hold on. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL as we talk about the Daytona 500, the rain delay, and whether it's time Daytona starts running in the rain, and whether Mr. Bozell is going to actually accomplish his mission, and that is a legal action against the NASCAR authorities to force them to run in the rain. And grow a pair. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.